We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Let's say the pastor here decided he found the perfect car that he wanted. Now, if he could just sell his car for $8,000 or $9,000, you know, he could buy this car exactly what he wanted. But he went to a seminar and he misunderstood the faith message. And he come back and he thought, glory to God, what I got to do? I'll pray and ask God to send me a buyer. And then I'll start confessing I don't have a car. See, he won't sell his car. So he starts confessing, thank God, don't have a car, don't have a car, don't have a car, don't have a car. Well, now, see, he does have a car, but he's calling things that are as though they're not. He's not calling things that are not as though they were. So he keeps on saying, thank God, don't have a car, don't have a car. Thank God, I sold my car, don't have a car, don't have a car, don't have a car. He wakes up some morning, somebody stole his car. And he don't have a car. And he don't have the money for his car. And he's in worse shape than he was before he started.
Amen. Are you getting this? See, don't go about denying what you have.
What's the answer? Go to the Word of God. He said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. Pray for somebody. God send somebody. Somebody wants that car worse than he wants to get rid of it. Then go out there and talk to that car and say, I'm calling you sold in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, well, how in the world can you say it's sold when it's not sold? That's the very reason I'm calling it sold. I'm not trying to convince you it's sold. I'm trying to convince the car it's sold. Somebody likes the way your headlights shine, the way your windows roll up and down. Whoo, they're impressed with you. Jesus said, if you speak to the sycamore tree, if you speak to the mountain, it would obey you. Now, when he calls that into existence, when the car is sold, he'll have the money. See, that's the answer to the thing. Now, see, I had a guy out in Kansas, driving across Kansas, and he is praying, God, I don't know why my car hadn't sold. I've been trying to sell it for 3 months, and I prayed about it. Lord, why hadn't this car sold? He dialed his radio trying to find a religious broadcast, and he said, I don't even know what station I got. But he said, your broadcast came in, you was preaching on, calling things that are not. And he said, the first words you said when I got it tuned in is, I can tell you why your car hadn't sold. You hadn't called it sold. He said, now, if you don't think that'll jerk the slack out of you. I mean, I just got it out of my mouth, and you answered it over the radio. Then he said it just faded right out, and I never did get it anymore. But he said, I started calling my car sold, and you know, he said, I sold it next week. Somebody said, I just don't understand how that works. I don't either. But it works. I can tell you why it works, because Jesus said it would. Amen. But now you see, somebody said, I tried it and it didn't work. Won't work if you try it. Only works when you do it. Amen. See, the trier's going to try it a while and it looks like it's not working, and he's going to quit working it. See, when I saw this principle, it never occurred to me it might not work. Not one time. In all the times I was confessing I had abundance and that my body was healed, it never occurred to me it might not work. Over a period of 3 months, ulcers left my body, and I was well. Oh, it tried to come back. I remember I was fishing one day, wading the lake, water's about this deep, and the pain hit me right there. And I started to say, I thought I was healed. And I caught myself. And I just slapped myself right there, just like this. And I said, stop that in the name of Jesus. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Pain left just quick as you can snap your finger. Now, I'm not telling you that'll work that way when you first start doing it. You develop yourself in faith to believe what you say will come to pass. Now, this is the key to it. It won't happen just because you say it. It won't work just because you say it. But saying it is involved in working it. And I'm talking about developing yourself in it. Day in and day out. It's a way of life. It's not a fad. Amen. You speak the word of faith and you believe what you say. You believe what you say and it'll come to pass. Amen. Now what we need to realize is that this is the method that God chose. And he chose the method of calling things that are not. Now, we do this in everything else in life. But when it comes to the promises of God, people will tell you, Brother Caps, you just got to say it like it is. And I'm just saying it like it is. We just never do have anything. If we ever save any money, all the kids get sick and we have to spend every dime on doctor bills. That happens every time. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. How long you been saying it? 29 years. Kid's getting pretty old by now, you know. See, been having what we're saying. I was speaking in Hickory, North Carolina, 1974. The Lord said something into my spirit. He said, I told my people they can have what they say, but he said, my people are saying what they have. You missed it. I'm going to say it again. See, it's simple, but it's profound. He said, I told my people they can have what they say, but he said, they're just saying what they have. And when you say what you have, and you have what you have what you say when you say what you have, then you'll never have more than what you have because you're not saying any more than what you have. It's like a farmer having a crop that's growed up in Johnson grass, and he decides to plant more Johnson grass because he's planting what he has. So he has grass and he plants grass, but he wants cotton or corn. And he bawls and squalls because he don't have any cotton or corn, but he's planting Johnson grass. And he wonders where all the Johnson grass is coming from. And he's planting Johnson grass. He's planting what he has, and he has what he plants. You say what you have, and you have what you say. He got it. Now let me tell you something about the ground. The ground does not determine what is produced. The seed determines what is produced in the ground. And when you're proclaiming what is, you're establishing the present situation. That's the reason I said, even though you're sick, you don't go around confessing, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. But if somebody says, what do you want to pray about? You know, I've had people come to prayer mine, and they said, oh, I don't want to make a bad confession. Well, everything you say is not a confession. I mean, sometimes you need to know how to pray. See, we've kind of got things out of perspective sometimes, gotten bondage over the thing. But we do need to watch what we say, because their words are powerful. You call things that are not as though they were. That's God's method. Now, when you call for the thing that's not manifest, you're applying a principle of God. God looked out and saw darkness, and he said, light. He said light because there was no light. He didn't say light because there was light out there. He said it because it was a thing he didn't have. So when you confess abundance according to the Word of God, you're saying it because there's lack. Amen. Somebody said, I don't see how you can confess abundance when you don't have the money to pay the rent and the rent's due. That's all the more reason you ought to confess it. Now, I'm not talking about confessing it to your neighbor. I can tell you how to save you a lot of problems. Don't confess these things before your unbelieving neighbors and your unbelieving church members. They don't need to hear it. You're the one that needs to hear it. See, it's developing faith inside you. Now, you stir up a bunch of unbelief when you start bringing your neighbor in on the deal. Now, you have people all the time that say, well, now, I just tell you, I just don't believe in this calling things that are not. I believe in just saying it like it is. And I just believe in just saying it exactly like it is. But now, isn't that amazing? They believe that. But now you just follow them and see if they believe that. You can't call things that are not. You got to say it like it is. Well, just follow him when he goes to feed the dog in the morning. He goes out there and his dog is not there. He stands there on the porch and says, here, Pooch, here, Pooch, here, Pooch. And Pooch is not here. I thought you didn't believe in calling things that are not. Oh, I don't. I don't believe in calling, here, Pooch, here, Pooch. Why are you calling Pooch? Because I want to feed Pooch and Pooch is not here. But you don't believe in calling things that are not. No, no. You got to say it like it is. Here, pooch. Now, he's standing there saying, here, pooch. And pooch is yonder. Now, if he really believed what he says he believed, he'd go out there and sit down, and he'd start saying, the dog's not here, the dog's not here. Oh, the dog's not here. I wish the dog was here, but the dog's not here. Oh, dear God, I guess it's not God's will for the dog to be here. But if the dog was just here and his neighbor comes over and says, what in the world are you doing? Well, he said, I want to feed the dog, but the dog's not here. The dog's not here. The dog's not. He said, have you tried calling the dog? Oh, no, you can't do it. You must be that faith bunch down the street. You can't call things that are not. You have to call things that are. And the dog's not here. See, the dog's gone. The dog's gone. You can't call the dog if he's gone. And the dog's gone. You could say that's the doggone truth, couldn't you? Now, you see how people do? Now, nobody'd be that stupid in the natural. But yet, when it comes to the promises of God, you'll do it just exactly like that. And think we're very religious.
God bless you. I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast this week. Now, this is the last day for CD offer number 7115. It's called How to Pray Scripturally. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11.
How to pray scripturally. What does the Bible say about it? You know, Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done. Sometimes people get the idea, yeah, if you just ask and keep on asking. The Amplified says it's in the present imperative and often repeated. But if it is often repeated in that situation, it means that you'll keep on praying and keep on receiving. Not talking about praying the same prayer over and over, because Mark 11:24 says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you received them, and you shall have them. Now, didn't say a thing about keep on repeating the same prayer over and over. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are different rules for different kinds of prayer. We're talking about the petition of prayer specifically now. If you pray the prayer of faith and hold fast to that, then it's like spraying the grass on your lawn. They have certain chemicals you can spray on crabgrass and it'll kill it, but it takes 3 or 4 days to kill it. Now, if you spray it, you come out an hour later and look at it, it doesn't look like it did anything at all. Well, I must spray it again. Well, that's the same way people do in praying. If they see the next morning it hadn't happened, well, they pray the same prayer over. But did you know if you just spray the grass and go on off and leave it in 4 or 5 days, it'll die? And if you'll pray the prayer of faith and go on and consider it done, you'll get your prayers answered. That's offer number 7115.
It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11.
Have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.